This week's Parsha is Parsha Shlach. We read about the story of the spies, the sin, the chet of the Meraglim. And this, unfortunately, is one of the major setbacks that really, even till today, we deal with. And that is the negative speech that they came back with after their 40 days of going around the land. And so the question really is, what happened? Because the people that went were extremely high caliber. It says that the list that was given was in terms of the you know, was actually in terms of the caliber of the people. So you're talking about, these are not your, you know, average people, and then nevertheless they fell into this trap. And so it pretty much becomes clear, based on the way that we see that the punishment of 40 years for 40 days, that they're, even though it's what they did wrong was they came back and they gave a negative report, based on the punishment, we see that they are held accountable, not just for the report that they gave, but for the 40 days that they went around the land. Because from the report, in retrospect, we see that the 40 days that they went around and doing their scouting, that they were looking at things in a negative way, and that when a person goes into a situation, and they'll see what they, you know, through the lenses of how they want to see the world. So we view things in general based on a pre, you know, we have our own biases, and so the fact that they came back and gave this report, based on truth, but negative, shows us that they were not going with the right intent. And so the question is, where did things go wrong? What was the challenge? So people talk about the idea that things were so great in the desert, there was less challenge, and now they were going to have to go into a situation of where things were going to be different. There was going to be nature as opposed to this miraculous existence that they had within the desert. Perhaps they would lose their stature as leaders. But truth is, I think that when we think about this situation, we're talking about, you know, we always have to take a step back and look at the bigger context. We're talking about, from a national perspective, from the beginning of our being a nation, meaning going back to the beginning of the story with Avraham, that God promised Avraham this land. So you're talking about all these years later, as the fulfillment of the promise of the land is coming to fruition. It's even crazier that they would, you know, basically throw it away and look at it in such a negative way. But there's something about the land that really was the challenge. And I think that that's what we have to understand. I think as a people, we need to kind of wrap our heads around what it is that the land of Israel represents. What is the opportunity? So one of the things that pops out, if you look at the Seder, of the order of the Parsha, that after this goes down, and the different back and forth, the report, the negative, the crying, the saying, okay, we're going to go anyway. They get slaughtered because they weren't supposed to go. Now that, you know, everything just falls apart. The Torah then tells us that when you come to the land of Israel, we have a mitzvah of challah. That the mitzvah of challah is given. And so the question is, you know, everything is for a reason. So meaning that in the context of this whole meltdown, the Torah then tells us, okay, but when you do come into the land of Israel, you're going to have this mitzvah of challah. And the terminology that's used for the mitzvah of challah, I think kind of underlying, has a very important message. When you eat, v'hayava achlechem milechem haaretz tarimu truma l'Hashem. So when you eat from the bread of the land, you have to take off truma. Reishit arisotechem chala tarimu truma ketrumas goren kein tarimu ota. So the first of your dough, you should take off, and that is what you're going to give as a gift. And so this idea of reishis, of first. So it takes us, you know, when we start hearing that, it brings us to the first word in the Torah, Bereshit bara Elokim, in the beginning, or as Rashi says, you can read it as for the beginning, for things that are the beginning. And that is one of the things that Rashi quotes, is for the Truma, which is first. And so it's this idea, and that first Rashi is actually remarkably focused on the idea of he throws in, that the nations of the world are going to question our right for the land. And it's, again, based on this idea of racious, for the racious, and that the idea of the land of Israel is very much predicated on the idea of racious, which is the idea of a dynamic type of environment of things that are constantly in flux and emerging. The idea of emergence is something that happens not in a certain sense, it's something that in a way, not that it happens as a coincidence, but it happens outside of our control. And that part of it is that there's this dynamic aspect that is there. It's an energy that exists. And in a certain sense, if we look at the second sentence in the Torah, it says, it describes that the land was ha'aretz ha'ita tova vo. There was a chaotic type of energy that existed. And I think that that is the idea that within that context, that is where things emerge. And so this idea of racious, of the idea of challah being brought up, is not a coincidence, but very much is emblematic. It's kind of expressing this concept of what you want to know what this land is about. That's what it is. And the truth is, it's not an easy thing to embrace and to be able to kind of live within. It's not an easy existence. And so perhaps that's what happened when the scouts, when the spies go into the land, and they now all of a sudden experience this incredible energy of chaotic energy, of emergent energy, something that they didn't necessarily have in the Midbar. It was something that was overpowering. And we see that this is something that was understood. Moshe understood it. He gave Yeshua a special name. It says that Kalev understood it. He went to Hebron to pray. He went to the place of the Avos, to the people, like Avram, the beginning, to go and pray, to connect to them, because he understood that this is not an easy thing to be able to deal with. And so what this message is that we need to understand we as a nation have a very special relationship with this land, whether we're living in the land or not. What it means is that we need to aspire to connect to this, because Hashem tells to Avram, this is your inheritance. And that is when Hashem said that to Avram, he's speaking to every Jew. This is your inheritance. Understand it. Get your head around it. Understand what the potential it is, and that when you want to know who you are, this is each place in the world has, in a certain sense, each of us has our place that we belong. And so whether we're here or not, the land is ours. It's our Yerusha. And to understand that the dynamic aspect of it and the power of this energy of racious is very important to understand and to connect to. And in that way, we perhaps, as we do that, we can correct the sin of the Chet of the Maragim. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.